I wish to thank the collaborators and champions of this work and this book. First, my valued clients have been generous in their time and attention to supporting the development of this book's central idea. Each has clearly championed their own coaching culture development by believing in the process and doing the personal work necessary to learn and model what it means to be a coachable leader. In the sequence they appear in this book, I thank Terry Tierney for showing his team what it means to be grounded in his humanity. He's been known to conduct offsite meetings in his bare feet, and so down to earth and approachable. Bill Johnson for modeling transparency and vulnerability through sharing his personal coaching contract at leadership meetings, making it okay to work on oneself. Tom Cohn for taking his work but not himself so seriously, and his amazing sense of humor that keeps things in perspective. Terry Curry for being an absolute champion to develop internal facilitators who ensure the entire organization has the same set of communication tools for the betterment of everyone. Andy Deakins for being totally committed to serving the team and supporting leaders at every level enhance their personal communication effectiveness. Glenn Stang for his immense humility and approachability in serving those he has the privilege of leading. And Tim Decker for his incredible passion for his collegial coaching process and how he knows it is vital to the organization's ability to accomplish its mission. Second, my team of editors and book designer who've helped pull together and present the ideas contained inside. Adrian Smith conducted the powerful executive leader interviews. Larissa Patrick expertly edited the interviews and core messages, making it all easily accessible. And Troy Scott Parker masterfully designed the book cover, interior, and graphics that showcase the work. My heartfelt gratitude to all of you. Introduction. In 1995, when I established Crane Consulting, I searched the internet for coaching cultures. Three websites came up. One was mine. Today, you can find hundreds of consulting and training organizations that support the development of a coaching culture. But not all coaching cultures are equally powerful. Most attempts to create a coaching culture are built on a derivative of one type of coaching, the professional coaching model. The professional model is a distinct and powerful genre in which the coach, internal and designated, or external and hired, becomes highly skilled at asking probing, learning questions to provoke insights in the client, which in turn lead to the client taking meaningful action toward their goals. When multiplied by managers and leaders across the organization, professional coaching creates a coached culture where the few who are trained in this specific approach are coaching the many. Another coaching genre is called collegial coaching. Collegial coaching consists of conversations between people who work together on the same functional or project team. In these conversations, colleagues share feedback, coach to coachee or coachee to coach. The coach and the coachee then collaborate to create a go-forward commitment to action that both can support. Coaching in this scenario comes from a direct working relationship and thereby creates a collaboration with shared accountability for outcomes. Unlike the professional coaching genre, which leaves all accountability for making changes and achieving results with the coachee. Actionable feedback, caring, candid, timely, respectful, and supportive between colleagues, then, is the basis for their learning and collaboratively solving problems. They build mutual trust in the process. While effective questions are integrated into the dialogue as a necessary part of the conversation, again, unlike professional coaching, where questions flow from coach to coachee, collegial coaching is feedback-based. Only collegial coaching, where any colleague can act as the coach in any conversation with any other colleague, can lead to a feedback-rich coaching culture. The many are having coaching conversations with the many. Professional coaching, on the other hand, leads at best to a coached culture where the many are being coached by the few. Here is my vision for a feedback-rich coaching culture where collegial coaching provides a shared vocabulary, process, and skill set. This was first introduced in The Heart of Coaching in 1998. In feedback-rich coaching cultures, all members of the culture courageously engage in candid, respectful coaching conversations with one another, unrestricted by reporting relationships, about how they can improve their working relationships and individual and collective work performance. All have learned to value and effectively use feedback as a powerful learning tool to produce higher levels of personal accountability, professional development, high-trust working relationships, continually improving job performance, and ever-increasing customer satisfaction. But the core concept that creates a true coaching culture is feedback in coaching that flows in all directions, up, down, and sideways, and especially up. Up, down, and sideways. Let's see what a coach culture looks like alongside a feedback-rich coaching culture. As you study the figures in the book or on my website, what occurs to you? Certainly in the figure on the left, direct reports would likely be coachable by their direct manager, and peers might be asking coaching questions of their peers. The main intervention would be the designated or hired coach asking learning questions that lead to insights, which leads to action. That's all good, as far as it goes. What are the implications for the quality of communications and decision-making? With questions flowing laterally or from the top down, how would creativity, competitive zeal, candid communications, timeliness, and nimble decision-making be impacted? Now, think about how these dynamics would be different if the flow looked like the figure on the right. How would you characterize the quality and quantity of communications? How effective are decisions likely to be in this scenario? How would engagement and teamwork be impacted? Which organizations would likely have a competitive advantage? Coachable leaders are the linchpin. The influence of senior leaders in creating and shifting organizational culture cannot be overstated. They are role models. They demonstrate what is expected and tolerated across the entire organization. The bottom line is that leaders set the tone and pace for the culture they lead. Everything, quality, responsiveness, trust, teamwork, operates more efficiently when the system provides upward coaching and performance feedback to supervisors, managers, and leaders. Obviously, the upward flow of information is as important as the downward and lateral flow of information. Therefore, if the system is going to perform optimally, those carrying the mantle of leadership must be coachable. If they do not coach well, or if they seem unapproachable or uncoachable, they inhibit the flow of feedback from their colleagues and the performance of the organization. Unless they're safe to talk to, and able to respond appropriately to the information they receive, the organization will not achieve its full potential. Coachable leaders are the linchpin of a true feedback-rich coaching culture. Their coachability is the only chance for the organization to advance coaching from an organizational exercise to a permanent shift in the fabric of the organization's culture. So, what does it mean to be coachable? The coachable leader, grounded in humility, curiosity, and intentionality, is willing to solicit, clarify, reflect, and respond to feedback from others. Unfortunately, leaders often aren't receptive to upward feedback. Often they don't fully appreciate the value of upward feedback. For this reason, the vertical leg of feedback flowing up is the least developed and the last to develop. But the upward flow is not optional. It must be developed. You can't reasonably expect that the direct reports of uncoachable leaders will be good at coaching and being coachable. People coach because they are coached. Employees follow the example set by their direct manager. If you want your organization to become a feedback-rich coaching culture, your leaders must simply overcome whatever blocks they have against receiving feedback. This book can help them. My purpose. My purpose is to share my 30 years of organizational change consulting in such a way that inspires you to become a coachable leader from wherever you lead. The practices described in these pages are designed to increase your receptivity and that of your fellow leaders to become the best leaders you can become. In this book, I explore the rising star of the coachable leader and demonstrate that those who are committed to accepting and responding to upward feedback, that is, showing up coachable, support the development of a true feedback-rich coaching culture. In this sense, this is not so much a business book as it is a people book. Businesses are full of people looking for better ways to communicate. This book is for you if you have been 1. Thinking about culture change and aren't sure where to start. 2. Attempting culture change and wondering why it's not working. 3. Thinking about enhancing coaching skills across your organization and aren't sure where to start. 4. Doing skills training around coaching and wondering why it's not making a difference. 5. Suffering from disengaged employees and trying to get them re-engaged. 6. Noticing disconnection between your senior leaders and those they lead. 7. Hearing about lack of trust of your senior leadership team. 8. Longing for an effective way to strengthen organizational leadership skills. 9. Trying to create sustainable learning processes across your organization. And 10. Frustrated by the lack of significant behavioral change from organizational leaders. The concepts detailed in the following chapters will thread the needle through these symptoms and demonstrate how leaders' coachability is the key to breaking through. You might not agree with every conclusion I reach and recommendation I make. That is fine. Consider the concepts and stories that follow as an invitation to be a discerning and reflective reader. Please do not consider anything you read here as the truth. Consider your own experiences and connect the dots for yourself. I hope this book will spark a dialogue with your leadership team or within your organization about how these ideas and practices apply to your situation and how they could add significant value to your organization. Most important, I challenge you to consider your own personal level of coachability. Imagine the learning that could take place if you were to embody the humility and openness required to take in and process feedback from colleagues, friends, and even family members. Let me leave you with a question. You know Watson, the IBM AI supercomputer? Is Watson coachable? Okay, let's get started.